Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw quite a crowd, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am on the road again. That's right. Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker. Richard is the author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. I encourage you to check it out. And wherever books are sold, it's still a very viable book. Richard, tell us how they can find you online, too.
Yeah, I am at shoestringventure.com. And my partner is busily blogging about social entrepreneurs, people who are starting up businesses with a socially responsible edge to them. And it is simply an extraordinary series.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, there is a lot of that going on right now. And that's another part of the new normal, the social responsible business. Let's talk about this thing that you introduced to us the last segment called post-employment economy. Richard, back in a couple of, I remember reporting on the show back in 2002 and 2003 on what we call the jobless recovery. And we lamented that. We worried about it. It turns out that there was a jobless recovery, but it healed itself pretty quickly. And America got back to work, basically, for several years until 2008. And since then, though, I really do believe that we're in what you call the post-employment recovery or economy. And I started about 3 years ago, a little less than 3 years ago, I started separating the employment situation into the cyclical unemployed, meaning people who are going to go back to work doing what they were doing whenever the economy turns around, and they're structurally unemployed. And these are people who used to have a job. But even when the economy turns around, they may not be employable. And we're seeing this a lot right now, aren't we?
Yeah, and there's actually even more relevant measures. The unemployment rate tends to be this big, bad monster under the bed that we all focus on. But there's been these other trends in employment that are under the surface. And when you look at it, you see the employment deal has changed. For instance, underemployment, working at jobs below your skill level, has been increasing over the years. And this is what this recession has been about. We've been creating jobs, but we've been creating jobs below people's level. As some comic said about all the jobs created in Texas, he says, yeah, they're great. I know somebody who has three of them. underemployment has been increasing, wages going down. The other measure is employment volatility. Sure, you get a job, but the turnover between that and the next, the time between that and your next unemployment or your next, your fired slip or your laid off slip is getting shorter. So employment, mm-hmm. So income volatility is increasing. There have been a number of economic studies that show that after each recession, job security goes down. Your jobs become less secure after each one. Wages have remained stagnant, but productivity has gone up, which means that somebody's getting more money for your work steadily.
Right. Well, and it might be the people who are building the technology that's creating the productivity, and those jobs are more technically required, technically intense. You know, I had a guy on yesterday, a small business owner. He's in a technical field. And he said, Jim, I'm hiring people. I can't find – my problem is not interviewing people, finding the best person out of a group. He says, I can't find qualified people.
Yeah. And, again, that's one of the aspects of this particular recession is that structural unemployment, which you mentioned earlier, is way higher than it's ever been before. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are locked into their houses in ways that they weren't before in the past, in past and recessions.
Which is the reason
why... you lost your job, you went somewhere else.
Another reason why we've got we're not having as many startups because people are no longer have equity in their homes as much as they used to. They may be upside down in the equity in their homes, and that's limiting their ability to raise capital to get their startups off the ground. But this, you know, I don't like telling this story, but it's a very appropriate story. I interviewed, I talked to a guy once who built a paper mill, and it was a brand new paper mill, and he'd built one 10 years before. And I asked him, I said, how many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their job? He said, 100%. I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the same plant I built 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you are, there's a saying that everybody should have, whether they're an entrepreneur or whether they're working a job. And that is, if you are an employee, efficiency is not your friend. It doesn't like you. Efficiency doesn't like employees. And so, as more and more wealth, I mean, when you just look at the equation of increased productivity and stagnant wages, that means that money is going somewhere, but it's not going to the people who have jobs. So when you look at the total, even if we recover all the jobs that we lost in this recession, which will take a long time because there's a significant amount of debt that needs to be
right.
paid down as well, even if that happens, most of those jobs are going to be a level or two or three below the job level that that person and income level that that person was working
but that,
at.
But again, remember, we've got jobs at those higher levels of income that mm-hmm. are going wanting because people aren't qualified, people aren't trained. That's what we've got to do. You said it to me off the air. You got to point your finger at folks and say, you got to get retrained. It's up to you. This is America. You can create a job. You can find a job like that if you can get qualified. Tintail, right back with Richard Hooker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.